Listening Library presents Danny Constantino's First, and Maybe Last, Date by Paul Acampora. Read for you by Michael Crouch. Chapter 1. Tripping Over Ghosts. I do not believe in ghosts, but that doesn't stop me from tripping over the spirit of my dead dog and falling flat on my face to start the day. Jacko, a big mutt who was basically a cross between a Labrador retriever and an orange bulldozer, always claimed the same spot at the bottom of our stairs. Like Jacko, I am a creature of habit. Unfortunately, my dog has been gone since summer. It's October now, and I'm racing around to get ready for school. I sprint down the steps and jump over the place where Jacko, short for Jack-o'-lantern, used to sleep. Mid-leap, I remember that Jacko's not here anymore. It is fair to say that I do not stick the landing. Instead, I trip, tuck, roll, and smash into our front door, which is located a few feet away from the bottom of the stairs. Mom steps out of the upstairs bathroom and leans over the railing. She's got a curling iron in one hand and a hairbrush in the other. She's wearing a dark blue skirt and super high heels, which means she's getting ready to show a very expensive house this morning. According to my mother, the number one real estate agent in all of Cooper Cove, Massachusetts, if you believe her business cards, the higher the price, the higher the heel.